A two-hour budget workshop held Wednesday allowed Lawton City Council members to make decisions on the remaining pieces of the 2012-2013 budget. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon. Council members discussed multiple budget items during their session at the new City Hall, with action regarding the city's hotel-motel tax at the top of the agenda. The bulk of that discussion was devoted to distribution of the tourism allocation, currently projected to be around $164,000. Approved requests for funds from the tourism allocation totaled over $183,000, but Lawton Mayor Fred Fitch says an expected rollover from this year's funds should cover the difference.
We did have $28,952 in contingency expected to be carried over. We figured that into that figure to get those dollars up so that they wouldn't be too far under what they were needing.
Funds were awarded based on a percentage model suggested by Mayor Fitch, which resulted in the approved amount being only $1 different than what was approved for the current fiscal year. Under the plan, the approved groups will receive most of what they requested, and all will see an increase in funding except the Lawton Rangers Rodeo and the Lawton Community Theater, which will see its allotment cut by almost $5,000, in part due to increased funding for the Lawton Philharmonic Orchestra. Mayor Fitch explains.
When you look at the two budgets, the LPO budget is probably $5,000 to $10,000 more per year than the community theater is. They were both requesting the same amount, and so when their budgets are that close together, I felt as though it was warranted that they both be funded equally.
The workshop also saw the City Council approve the proposed distribution of the overall hotel-motel tax and modify proposals made by the City Manager's Office. Those modifications included removing two full-time positions that would have been created in the new budget and cutting the allocations to the City's Comprehensive Plan and Emergency Reserve Funds. Mayor Fitch says the Council is taking such steps to stay ahead of projected decreases in revenue.
Really, in the back of my mind, maybe we're being a little bit too conservative, but I would rather be conservative and have money left over than coming back to the citizens in February, March and say, hey, we messed up. We need more money.
The City Council will vote to adopt the 2012-2013 budget at its next regular meeting on June 12th.